Italian Football Podcast.
Ricardo Calafiori. Let's do a profile on Ricardo Calafiori. I can say his name. he's emerged this season as one of the best centre-backs in Serie A. He's played a key role in Bologna's fairy tale. And you know, they're very close now to qualifying for the Champions League, which is amazing. I mean, Bologna haven't been in Europe, unless you're counting the Intertoto Cup, since, this century. And you know, he's been one of their, along with Joshua Zirkzee, he's been maybe their most important player after Zirkzee. I think it could be fair to say. I mean, I think the defence has, you know, been one of the best defences in Serie A. I think they're the third best defence in Serie A, only Inter and Juventus. I think Juventus have conceded one goal less than Bologna. Calafiori has been their star man at the back. He's a left-sided centre-back, position which he was converted into this season by Thiago Motta. He was a natural left-back. He came through the Roma youth system as a left-back. He was highly rated as a Roma youth player, but he never really made the grade there. He was sold to, loaned out first, and then he was sold to Basel in Switzerland, and then brought back to Bologna last summer. And I don't think many people would have expected that much from him when he came to Bologna. And then Motta just turns him into a centre-back. I mean, what a masterpiece from Motta. This is why Thiago Motta is, you know, one of the most highly rated and wanted young coaches in Europe. I mean, to be able to see that and convert him into a centre-back.
Well, it's not... Well, to be fair, he did... I mean, when he started playing football, he played as a left fullback in Balduina, in the northwest of Rome. That's where he grew up, at a club called Petriana. And he started as a left fullback, but he was throughout growing up. He was played as a central defender as well. So he's always had that kind of, you know, there's been that kind of movement on the pitch for him. But for me, the thing that's been the most impressive thing about him is that Motta has done is the way that he suits to his system. And it's a very, you know, they are defensively solid, but they don't play defensive football. He's actually a very good ball playing defender. Some of these diagonals that he plays, these diagonal cross diagonal balls where you shift the, you know, which is so difficult to defend against for the opposition team, when you shift the ball, because, you know, these sideways movements, when you shift the movement of the when you shift the attack from left to right, that, you know, he you need to get that ball right. You need to get it in terms of speed, in terms of the moment you do it, and timing. And he does that time and time and time again, really, really well. On top, and this is the thing, on which Bastoni does as well. But the difference is Calafiori's a pain in the butt defensively. He makes life hell for the strikers who play against him. Bastoni's been, his weakness has been his defensive game. Obviously, he's improved. He's a fantastic defender. He's a world-class player, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But Calafiori, I think, is his starting point defensively is higher than Bastoni's. Bastoni's attacking phase was much more higher where he started. But Calafiori's defensive game is very, very good. His read of the game, he's got this physical presence that I like in a defender.
Yeah, he's aggressive. He's an aggressive defender.
It's not headless like Materazzi was. Materazzi was a headless, like, lunatic on a pitch. Calafiori isn't. He's actually...
Well, he's a front-footed defender, which is the way that modern defenders, most of them, are trained and play now. And you have to be able to play in order to play for a top team, because they usually play with a high line and they try and win the ball back quickly. And he does that with Bologna. He pushes up onto the attacker and tries to nip in front of them, and he's very good at, like you said, reading the game and his interceptions. He's one of the top in Serie A for he's ranked fourth in Serie A this season for interceptions. He averages 1.7 interceptions per match, and the only players in Serie A who have more are Alessandro Buongiorno, Adrian Tamizi, who's a midfielder, and Giorgio Scalvini. They're the only players actually in the whole of Serie A with more interceptions than him per game. So he's very good. His use of the ball, like you said, is brilliant. He brings it out of defence. He joins in the construction of the play, like in midfield. His ball carrying, his progressive ball carrying is great.
Yeah, that's very good.
He's in the 92nd percentile for centre-backs in Serie A for take-ons and the 84th percentile for progressive carries. His pass success rate is above 90%, and that's despite going for having a very high volume number of passes and also attempting a high kind of difficulty level of passes. So he's not just a, you know, Declan Rice, pass it sideways kind of guy. He tries vertical passes, cross-field, diagonal passes, like you said. You know, he has two assists this season for Bologna. He also has two assists for the under 21. So he's actually like a, you know, he's an offensive weapon for the team as well as, you know, being a defender. And he, Luciano Spalletti, Italy's national team coach, has said that he's ready for the national team already. I think he's definitely ready for the national team squad.
Oh, no doubt about that.
For the squad. He would have been called up for the Venezuela and Ecuador games at the end of March for the Italy national team. But Spalletti didn't want to deprive the under-21s of a you know, like a key player for their quality European Championship qualifier. So he played for the under-21s. And we'll see now, I guess, if he will get a call up for Euro 2024. I think both myself and you, Nima, sort of like we would have him in our squad.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. He has to come. He has to be called up, because if he's not called up, then Italy are a weaker side, because he's one of the best players in the Serie A in his position. He has to be called up. For me, he's there's no doubt. I mean, Bastoni and him on the, as a left centre back. You could, but the thing is, you can also play him in the middle, Calafiori. If because I think Acerbi, Bastoni have to start. But then you have Buongiorno, Calafiori as backups to each of them in those roles. So if you're playing a back three, which I think Spalletti is going to do. So, but that's also something good about Calafiori, and why I think he should be called up, is that he can play in a back four as well. So, and he's done so really well. So no, there's no doubt that Calafiori will.
He's definitely got a big career ahead of him, I think. Now the question is kind of, where will he be next season? Will he leave Bologna? Will he stay at Bologna? Juventus and Tottenham are the two teams that are leading the chase.
Please don't go to the Premier League. I'll be so depressed if he goes to the Premier League. It'll depress me.
Number one
shit
top Italian defender to go to Juventus. But
I want him to stay in Serie A.
I agree. I want him to stay in Serie A. Also because he's 21 years old. And, it can happen. I mean, I think Guidoggi, the way that he's just instantly settled into the Premier League, I think, has been fantastic. I mean,
and Vicario as well. Look,
Vicario's a bit older, but like Udogi at his age, you know, 19, 20 years old. I mean, Calafiori's 21. I think he'll turn 22 in May. You know, on the back of one great season, you know, I think there's less risk involved if he goes to a Serie A club. And I mean, Juventus and Tottenham both are interested in him. People I've spoken to, Juventus have made Calafiori their number one target for the defence.
I think that's the right, it is the right move for Juve too. It's, you know, I mean, obviously as an Interista, I'd love to see him go to Inter, but Inter aren't going to spend that kind of money on him that it will require. And given what's happening at Juve with everything that's going on in their defence and so on, they need him.
Like,
Juve need him. Inter don't need Calafiori the same way. Juventus are screaming for a defender that they can build around together with Bremer. If Bremer,
well, he could possibly be a replacement for Bremer.
Exactly.
If Juventus choose to cash in on him, and that could be a possibility, because if Juventus go to a back four, there are doubts over Bremer in a back four. We saw that again.
There should be doubts about Bremer in the back four. Yeah. He's not so good in that.
They could choose to cash in on him. Man United are interested, but Tottenham also interested in him. You know, we know Paratici is their transfer chief, even though he's officially banned. He's still signing the players. That's why they're signing all these Serie A players, and that's why they signed all these Serie A players. Italian players last summer.
You're telling me the Levi crew don't watch Serie A?
Well, Paratici signed Kulusevski, Bentancur, Romero, Viviano, Udogie. He's the new Leonardo, Paratici, and he pisses me off. Leonardo used to piss me off because when he went to PSG, he used to buy all the Serie A players. He used to take all our best players away from Serie A. He used to piss me off. And Leonardo wasn't even a good transfer chief. And now Paratici, who's not a good transfer chief either, just, you know, he knows the Serie A. He's got contacts there, so he just buys all the best Serie A players. Exactly the same thing. Pisses me off.
He's just watching Italian Serie A broadcasts and putting it down in his notebook and say, oh, is it? I know his agent.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got big resources now, so he can buy the players. Doesn't even have to be good at his job. He can buy them.
Yeah, and he doesn't need to. He doesn't need to be creative accounting wise either.
Doesn't need to. Well, with Levy, I mean, yeah. Don't be surprised. But yeah, right. So and I would say like if Juventus do appoint Thiago Motta as their new coach this season, this summer. Yeah. And that's also another reason why it's good for Calafiori to go with a coach that knows how to use him.
I think even if Juventus appoint Antonio Conte, he would work there. Like I think it's either Conte or Thiago Motta would work. Calafiori would work under them.
Yeah, exactly.